glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Well, it's Wednesday, October 13th. Thank you for joining us for Mark and Friends today. Mark's not here again, but he'll be back, we hope, before too long. He's working on some projects behind the scenes, and we'll talk a little bit about that before the end of the program, just in case if you don't know about it. Be sure to hang around for that. My name is Tim Nelson. Marianne Simpkins is here. Hey, Marianne.
Hey. Hi, Tim.
It's Prime Life Times and Review Wednesday. This month's edition, this one right here, right here. How can that not make you smile?
It does make you smile, doesn't it?
When you see that.
Yeah.
That is so fun. And the title of this article is Laughing Matters, How Humor Affects Mental Health.
I appreciated you telling us that.
Well, you guys, we appreciate what you do. And I'm going to say this. I know you would not say this, but I'm going to say this.
Okay. What are you going to say, Jim?
Okay. Kind of makes you nervous. We've never been on together before. In fact, we're usually the counterpart to Mark, right, in different locations. Congratulations to you and Rob and all the people at Prime Life Times for the awards you won.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That brings us to 19 awards for this paper. It's so cool. Yeah, thank you, everybody. I mean, this is such a team effort. The staff, the contributors, the people that read it, everything. It's such a team effort. It's not a one-pony show.
Well, if you're not familiar with Prime Life Times, because I know there's got to be some listeners that haven't had one in their hands yet, you know, we are in over 350, Mark may say closer to 400 by now, and that's probably right.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I bet that's right.
Yeah, so, and it's a free newspaper. You can pick it up at many places throughout central Illinois, a little bit into west central Indiana as well. So be sure to do that. And you can always go to our website, greatnewsradio.org. Or WLUJ.org and pick one up. You know, something I wanted to do at the very beginning of this, after we prayed and got on the air here, I want to read a scripture.
Oh, good.
I was reading this this morning from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 23 and 24. Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. I love that last
part. Powerful scripture.
Yeah, it's not exactly the end thing to do. So it's life is tough, right?
Yeah.
You know, with COVID and everything else. And sometimes my eyes aren't always where they need to be. And there's where my eyes and attention needs to be in that in that verse right there.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to pass that along.
Great scripture.
All right. Now to Prime Life Times. What do we have in this month's edition?
Well, Marianne? Quite a bit. I encourage everybody to read Dee Cheshire's article, Love Wins. It's on page A10. It's really amazing. And Dee's one of the people that won an award for her article in the past. And Call the Repairman on A7. It's about repairing relationships, not washing machines.
Huh.
So I also want to encourage everybody to read Joey Kroll's devotionals every month. They're really good. He's kind of got a gift at these short devotional things.
He absolutely does.
Yeah, they're really great. They really impact people. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the purpose of this paper is to greet people where they're at, things they want to hear about and read, but also really give them a devotional in the Word of God. So I thought I would read Laughing Matters. My brother, Ron Simpkins, posted a post on Facebook. I think it was like 2 days ago. And it's got lots of likes, of course, because what he said was just really, I thought, appropriate for our time. And it kind of goes along with this. He said, you know, he was feeling kind of down and discouraged about the state of the world and everything going on. And just everybody knows what I'm talking about, just everything going on. And he said, you know, I got to thinking, he said, I just went and got my concordance. And I did a study real quick of how many times the word joy is in the Old and New Testament. 240 times derivatives or the word for joy in Hebrew and Greek. And that's not counting the word happy and blessed and everything else. And, you know, it really impacted him. He said, I decided for the rest of the day, instead of setting my eyes on everything negative going on, I would set my eyes on joy and gratitude and everything positive I could find. It made such a difference.
Yes.
I thought that was so encouraging, and a lot of people are like, yeah, I need to do that. Focus on the joy and the positive.
Yeah, that's so good.
Yeah, see, if I get to talking about them, we won't read.
No, we'll have to do this on Thursday.
Thanks.
Well, go ahead, Marianne.
Okay. This is the front page article from the October edition of Prime Life Times. It's called Laughing Matters, How Humor Affects Mental Health. And this article was written by Jim Russell. He is the executive director of the Vermilion County Mental Health Board. So he writes a lot of articles for us, and sometimes they're about a little more heavy subjects. I mean, in terms of, you know, schizophrenia in the elderly, mental health issues. But I really thought this was a great one, so as well as his others. But this is perfect for all of us. Whether it's giggling at something someone said or laughing out loud at a comedy show, a good laugh is healthy for you. Numerous medical studies agree that laughter is a natural mental health remedy and the ultimate stress relief medicine. Having a good sense of humor has numerous long and short-term mental health benefits. Laughing automatically triggers positive physical and mental changes that help relax your mind. Organ stimulation. A good laugh improves our intake of oxygen-rich air. This, in turn, stimulates organs, such as the heart, lungs, and muscles. Your brain also releases endorphins, hormones that cause a feeling of pleasure and a relaxed mind. Stress relief. Laughing activates our body's stress response mechanism, lowering the heart rate and leaving us in high spirits. Tension relief. Laughter stimulates rapid blood circulation, helping us experience a calming sensation that relieves tension and stress. In addition to these short-term benefits, humor has several scientifically demonstrated long-term effects, such as immune system boost. Positive thoughts lead to the release of neuropeptides, brain chemicals that fight anxiety, stress, and other related mental conditions. Negative thoughts can result in chemical reactions in the body that provoke elevated stress levels, which in turn work against our immunity. Pain relief. A good laugh causes our bodies to release natural painkillers that diminish physical pain. Positivity. A good sense of humor helps us interact and connect with other people. Positive thoughts and good relationships assist us to cope by taking our minds off of the difficult situations. Mood improvement. Laughter can significantly lift our spirits by reducing anxiety and depression, making us happier. A naturally cheerful person might be less prone to depression and anxiety, but that doesn't mean happy people aren't vulnerable to mental health issues. Life can be overwhelming at times. Even the strongest people break. A good sense of humor is a natural way to keep our stress levels in check. And here are some good tips to help us develop a good sense of humor. Focus your attention on things that make you happy. Humor revolves around happiness. Try to stay happy by doing things that make you smile. A good way to do so is by identifying the simple things that bring good thoughts and rekindle fond memories. Embrace a giving spirit. This doesn't refer to only material things. When in the company of funny people, get involved in making jokes with them. When they help you laugh, return the favor by sharing funny stories. Find something funny on social media. I don't know about this one. Good luck.
Be careful.
Yeah, be very careful. It could be mocking. Stay away from that stuff. Social media platforms are good sources of laughter. Join groups or follow people who are all about humor. That way, you too can learn a few things about being funny. Be discerning. As healthy as a good laugh is, not everything is funny. Discern what types of jokes are appropriate. And discernment will help you avoid making innocent jokes that turn out to be rude or hurtful to some people. Despite all the bad things happening in our world, there are still good people doing good things. Be sure to take time to celebrate the good. Isn't that nice? And he always adds this at the end of his article. Mm-hmm. Reading these articles will not make you an expert. They're not a substitute for a physician or a mental health professional care. They provide basic information about the issues being addressed. The information comes from a variety of sources. You know, this one thing I just wanted to say, when he says embrace a giving spirit, I don't know if this is true for you, Tim, but so many times when people are depressed and someone comes up and says, oh, you just need to go do something for someone else and it'll help you. People are like, say that. And I'm like, no, I got to get this figured out first. I got to get this. But you know what? It works.
It does, doesn't it? Because I don't want to hear that either.
No, nobody does, because you're like, no, I'll get all fixed myself and then maybe I'll feel like I'll go give to someone. Mm-hmm. But it does work. It does. If you go and just make a little casserole and take it to your neighbor, it's like something sort of starts to lift.
Yep.
You had that experience too?
I have, and I still fall down with it sometimes.
Yeah, me too.
If my wife would say, hey, you know, you got your eyes on yourself too much. You know, this article talked about find things on social media.
Yeah.
Well, I saw something this morning that really spoke to me about this.
Really?
Can I punch it up?
Yeah.
Just
go ahead.
A second here.
That's all right.
It talks about worship. Talks about getting the attention on things that really matter, where God wants our attention. Worship gets you through the hardest times in your life because it shifts your focus from the problem to the problem solver. And I know we're talking about laughing.
I like that.
But I guess that related to me in my brain. Of course, you know me well enough. I go off on trails probably all the time. Just because they connect in my brain doesn't mean they connect with everyone.
I don't know about
so
that.
So maybe some
anyway.
Grace here. But just the ending of that, because it shifts our focus from the problem to the problem solver.
I like that.
And maybe that's what happens when somebody suggests to me or suggests to you, you know, why don't you go do something for somebody else? And in a sense, I guess it's not putting our attention directly on God, but it's maybe doing more of God's work in that moment.
Oh, that's powerful. Did you just think of that? That's a great insight.
Oh.
That is true.
Mm.
That's really good. You were reading that scripture in Hebrews.
And, yes.
There's a scripture in Hebrews, and I'm sorry, I'm not always very good at exactly where things are, but maybe chapter 1 or 2. And it says that God anointed Jesus with the oil of joy. You never hear that scripture talked about. We don't think of Jesus that way sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he was like had an anointing of joy.
Right, right.
Oh, makes me think.
That is good.
Yeah.
That does make you think.
Yeah.
All right, so it's Prime Life Times Wednesday. Prime Life Times in Review Wednesday is what we call it. Tim Nelson here for Mark Burns today. Mary Ann Simpkins came over to Springfield. She's joining us. Your first visit here to the WLUJ Great News Media Studios in Springfield. What do you think?
Can we talk about that? I love this studio. This is my first time here, and this is so pleasant. The atmosphere is so fresh and nice, and I love the tree that Beth moved and put in the center. You said,
"My
I
wife,
love it.
Beth, right?
Yeah,
yeah." Because you were trying to say, "Hey, did you do that?" Like,
no,
I don't have an eye for all that.
She's
but
got
I've
a
got,
good eye for stuff.
Yeah, I've got
she?
A wife that does.
Yeah, but this is such a nice studio, and y'all in Springfield need to get over here.
When you came here, we had someone in downstairs.
Yeah, April.
April, one of the volunteers that's helped for many years, all the way back to when the studio was out in Petersburg.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many times that Mark Burns, has been here in town, and next thing you know, we're talking to him down there. The next thing you know, they're up here in the studio, sitting where you're sitting.
Oh, yeah,
beside
no, that
you.
He does that.
He
yeah.
does that a lot.
Yeah.
But it's a good place to gather a bunch of people, and we've got you know, 4 microphones here, so we can always
very
add
nice,
people.
Very
so,
nice
well,
studio.
Well, good. Glad you like it.
I love it. I love it. Great atmosphere. And, yes, shout out to April from Greenview, which
That's
is
it.
Near New Salem.
Yes. You learned that today,
learned
too.
That today.
All right.
So, Tim, do we have time for me to read Joey's Wayside Chapel column? Or?
I think we do.
Okay. All right. This is, what did I say, page 810. And it's a column called The Wayside Chapel, and Joey writes it. It's a short devotional each month. This one's called The High Cost. Last month, a viral picture swept through social media. It was a 1955 hospital bill for delivering a child, including a 3-night hospital stay, x-rays, medication, blood analysis, etc., for a whopping $59.95. 1955. Let's just say the cost today is much higher. According to one research study, the average cost of having a baby is now $10,808. All I can say is thank God for health insurance to help with the high cost. Today, there's a cost for something that is so high we cannot begin to pay it. It's the debt we owe for sinning against a holy God. The psalmist said, "My iniquities have overtaken me, and I cannot see. They're more than the hairs of my head. My heart fails me. Psalm 40, 12. Thankfully, the Bible says that the same God who issued the judgment also paid the fine by sending his Son, Jesus Christ, to pay what I could never afford. Colossians 2, 13 and 14 says, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us. He has taken it away, nailing it to the cross. As Elvina M. Hall wrote, Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Isn't that lovely?
It's just like Joy.
Yeah.
To have such an encouraging story.
I love it.
I love it.
And I love that song, He Paid It All.
Yeah. Yep.
And the byline says, Dr. Kroll is a pastor, great news radio host, and author of the book, At the King's Feet. Email him at joey@greatnewsradio.org. You know, yeah. I got to thinking, I've been waking up to hymns lately, and now that one's going to be on my mind. That'll
right.
be the next one.
You'll be singing that one all the way
yeah,
home.
Yeah, I will. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you can hear Joey if you're in Springfield. He's on Monday through Friday in the morning. And then you'll hear him on the Mark and Friends program tomorrow.
Yeah.
Coming up like every Thursday. And then he's also on all of our stations, Great News Radio, WLUJ, on his Sunday morning program.
Yeah, Sunday morning worship.
So, yeah.
Great.
Well, thank you, Dr. Joey Kroll. Appreciate that.
Yeah, very much.
Well, Mary Ann, we said at the beginning of today's Prime Life Times and Review Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends, we would maybe give a little more insight to why
Ooh.
Mark isn't here and some of the exciting events. One in particular, let's say one event that is major that we want to bring up in case
okay.
the folks don't know.
Go for it.
All right. Well, the studio in Urbana at Lincoln Square Mall has been there for 5 years.
Yeah.
And we're no longer there, but the good news is we're still in a mall. I don't know whether that's good news or bad news. I like malls, but I'm kind of weird like
that. It's going to be a good station.
I think
wherever it is.
It is. It is. It's not exactly where it is, but what's on the air, right?
You bet.
Yeah. Well, we are moving to Champaign to Marketplace Mall, and we're going to be in the area right between Lynn's Crafters and Old Navy on the side of Dick's Sporting Goods. Now, let's see. Today's Wednesday, so yesterday, Tuesday, Mark was supposed to pick up the
yeah,
keys. I think
yeah.
he did that.
He thought he was on Monday, but it was Columbus Day. So
that didn't work.
Ended up being the 12th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're excited about that. You're going to hear Mark talk so much about that.
Oh, I'm sure.
He's holding it all in. You can just feel it because he hasn't been on the air here on a regular basis for
yeah.
a couple weeks or so.
Yeah.
So be praying about that if you
oh,
would.
Oh, please.
There's so much to do, but we have had so many volunteers that have already helped out in the beginning
well,
stages
too.
Of the
you too. You drove down to help out move.
Yeah, not near as much as a lot of those guys.
So many people are volunteering and helping.
Yes,
yeah.
yes. Well, Mary Ann, thank you for being here today.
Oh, it was a pleasure.
Thank you for driving over.
I loved it. It was a fun trip, and it's fun to be here.
Well, good. I mentioned to Mary Ann when we talked about doing today's program, you know, why don't I connect you on the phone and we'll do that. And you
yeah.
got back and they said, no, I think I want to come over.
Oh, yeah. My daughter, yeah. Carrie, and I, we decided, well, let's just drive on over there to Springfield.
Do this more often, Mary Ann.
I'd love to.
All right. Well, thank you for listening this morning. I'm Tim Nelson in for Mark Burns. Mary Ann Simpkins from Prime Life Times is here. And Joey Kroll will see you tomorrow on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio and WLUJ.
God bless you, everybody.
I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Lord, now indeed I find thy power in thine alone can change the leper's spots and melt the heart of stone. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin has crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. Jesus paid it all.